give it to me. God stepped out on space, and he looked around and said, I'm lonely. I'll make me a world. And far as the eyes of God could see, darkness covered everything, blacker than 100 midnights down in the cypress swamp. Then God smiled, and the light broke, and the darkness rolled up on one side, and the light stood shining on the other, and God said, that's good. Then God reached out and took the light in his hands, and God rolled the light around in his hands until he made the sun. And he set that sun ablazing in the heavens. And the light that was left from making the sun, God gathered up in a shining ball and flung against the darkness, spangling the night with the moon and stars. Then down between the darkness and the light, he hurled the world, and God said, yes. Then God himself stepped down, and the sun was on his right hand, and the moon was on his left. The stars were clustered about his head, and the earth was under his feet, and God walked. And where he trod, his footsteps hollowed the valleys out and bulged the mountains up. Then he stopped and looked and saw that the earth was hot and bad. So God stepped o'er to the edge of the world and he spat out the seven seas. He batted his eyes and the lightnings flashed. He clapped his hands and the thunder rolled and the waters above the earth came down. The cooling waters came down. And the grass sprouted and the little red flowers blossomed. And the pine tree pointed his finger to the sky, and the oak spread out his arms. The lakes cuddled down in the hollows of the ground, and the rivers ran down to the sea. And God smiled again, and the rainbow appeared, and curled itself around his shield. Then God raised his arm, and he waved his hand o'er the sea and o'er the land, and he said, bring forth! Bring forth! And quicker than God could drop his hand, fishes and fowls and beasts and birds swam the rivers and the sea, roamed the forest and the woods, and split the air with their wings. And God said, that's good. Then God walked around, and God looked around on all that he had made. He looked on his world with all its living things, and God said, alone. On the side of a hill where he could think, by a deep, wide river, he sat down. With his head in his hands, God thought and thought till he thought, I'll make me a man. Up from the bed of the river, God spoke. And by the bank of the river, he kneeled him down. And there the great God Almighty lit the sun and fixed it in the sky, who flung the stars to the far corners of the night.
Guess what?
Do you think Manson for one moment thinks he's wrong? Move! Yeah. Under the bed. Eastwood School for Girls. Hold on.
Something that keeps knocking at my brain before. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself,
write a poem, honey.
Myself, and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
It's 13 inches.
Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Hey, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say, I never felt this way. Don't have to worry, I only want to make you happy, and if you say hey go away I will, but I think better still I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face.
Well,
you love me.
Somebody want to write a poem, honey?
I think I love you.
There's a place I know for certain I will someday see, when I lay down my burden and look on Galilee, way beyond the surly bounds of earth and hate and war, on a far celestial shore. There's a valley of crystal waters, vines adorn the hill, and every bough is heavy with fruit, you can pick your fill. There's a land of plenty, where no child shall want for more, on a far celestial shore. And I'll know such jubilation, joy and exaltation, when I see my Lord. There's a choir and congregation. Ooh.
Hello.
Hello.
Deb Step.
Can you hear me?
Barely. What's going on? Is it me? Is it you?
Oh, it's me. Let's turn this
it's
around
you.
A little bit.
It's
whoa.
You. It's you. You're you. Why do I sound a little more than usual? Hang on, I gotta check me levies. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Wait, wrong scrotum. Testing. Deborah, you drive a lot, right? Oh, you're Skyping out, god damn it. 3 seconds into the grum. Yeah, I hear Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck. Hmm. Does not compute. What? I hear like 1 bit. You're giving me 1 bit. And like 1 kilohertz of sound. Is this a... Can I have another kilohertz? I don't hear nothing that makes any damn sense. Skirt girdle. Hello? Well, your clips certainly work.
Eastwood School for Girls.
During the 80s was horrible. Where's my purse? That's why it amazed me when people say I'm so alone. You know. People say, I can't see the light.
Deborah, where are you?
I'm looking at the thing.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
I'm trying to see, you know, great. How...
That answers all my questions. Yeah, looking at your thing.
You know, the technical car.
Okay, we have... Okay, I have... Listen... Apple's having some problems, and I'm saying this because I saw our friend of Apple on our Grumhole. I know that you don't run Apple X, Person X from Grumhole, Apple Land, but listen to me. It's not my fault. Oh, Deborah, are you downloading porn? Someone asked.
No.
Well, how come I hear you okay?
Because it ain't on my end. Sent packets, zero loss. Packets received, zero.
Well, it's fine now, so is some other shit. I think you were girdling.
Maybe the mixer's going bad.
Were you saying girdle?
Yeah.
There you go again. You did it again. Do you have some sort of a, like, you know, one of those mammy fires? The things that make you sound like Mammy from Gone with the Wind? A mammy fire, do you have that? Well, I guess then since you have zero packet loss that I'm actually hallucinating the fact that I can barely hear you. Okay, can we talk about Apple though? Do you want me to call you on your phone? Why don't you hang up and call back? I'll call you back.
Sweet the sound, but laughter too is everywhere.
Pray, everyone. All you can do is pray. Pray for Deborah's vouch. Deborah? You sound like you're in a goddamn creamsicle.
What about now?
I mean, like, yeah, it's like when you talk above a certain level, it works okay, but it makes me sound like sounds like there's some kind of filter on there that's like a suck filter. Do you have a suck filter on that you forgot to turn on?
Let's see.
Are you in a basement? Why do you sound horrible?
Test it. It's showing that it's working.
I don't need, you know, Skype numbers don't interest me. What interests me is a clear voice.
Okay, let's use the LTE.
Okay, now you sound fine. You sound fine now. Deborah.
Okay.
I'll tell you when you start to suck again.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Deborah.
Okay.
Why are people such fucking lousy drivers? Why don't people signal?
I think most people, when they get their license, they go to like a back alley and just make one.
Abortion?
Yeah, and get their license that way.
Deborah, why is it so hard for people to signal? This is my biggest pet peeve. Is it so hard to signal? Really? Do you? I mean, it's amazing. Like, there was a person in front of me who had his right turn signal on, and you know, like, he was making left turns. If he was somebody, like, it never even occurred to him to check to see maybe his signal is on, because he doesn't look at his signal. He thinks everybody's fucking psychic.
Well,
thank you for that nice sound. It still sucks. Lost you. That's what you sound like. Do you hear me okay?
Brave faces are not found.
Whatever, audience. I don't know what to tell you. Fucking nightmare. I can just listen to my music. Guess she's going to try the LTE.
Way beyond the surly bonds of earth and hate.
celestial shore. There's a land of plenty where no child shall want for more. Celestial shore.
Miss Tracy, guess what?
Hallelujah's rising from a whisper to a roar.
She said no, Tavis.
Deborah, are you going to call me or fucking what? Jesus Christ. Deborah, is that you? Fucking Deborah, is that you? Deborah.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, for fuck's vagina and an N-word. That's just casserole.
How's it sound?
I mean, it sounds fine right this second.
I'm on that.
Now you suck again. God damn it. I don't hear a goddamn thing except for... I don't know how this is my fault. Everything else is working. Hmm?
I'm on another...
I'm calling your cell phone. Please answer your cell phone and hang up the Skype when you do. Fucking be no abort. God damn it. I'm talking to my fucking self. Hello, audience. I'm really glad you're here to enjoy this. It's really great. I want to, you know what? I don't even have Deborah here to bitch with. Deborah, are you not answering your fucking cell phone? How hard is this? I want to discuss something. Motherfucker.
On a far celestial shore.
Fucking song's over. Remind me not to do any screening. Grom screen. Hello?
Hello. Regina's chickens under the bed service.
Remind me not to show my screen.
Yeah, don't show your screen. You sound wonderful.
At least it's consistent.
So I wonder what's going on with.
I want to complain about drivers, but I forgot I was starting to complain about Apple for our mystery guest, Tim Cook, who listens to this. Oops. Listen, the thing is, I know that it's, the thing is, Siri seriously sucks. Like, if you were going to make cars, Apple, if you're going to make fucking cars with artificial intelligence, then fix your goddamn Siri first. Because if she can't figure out how to make a fucking call to your mother and think instead you're trying to toast bread, you have a serious fucking problem. Nobody's going to take an Apple car seriously when your Siri is a pile of shit that can't understand goddamn shit. And I speak fluent English. I'm a native speaker. But that goddamn Siri doesn't learn a goddamn thing. And let me tell you something else. You have this landscape ability on an iPhone large 5SP or whatever, 5S Plus. Why the fuck doesn't iTunes play in landscape? On your own fucking phone. And same with the podcasting app. What the fuck is that? Are you guys just fucking lazy, Apple? I won't have this. Deborah?
I've got a window.
Windows is the fucking worst. You know, I use Windows at work and I can't fucking get used to it. It's the biggest pile of shit I've ever seen. And everything's like, it's like fucking Polish Christmas. Like everything in it, everything you can think of, like take it all out of the closet, put it all up, you know, put it all up in the goddamn room. It's Christmas time. If it's in storage, put it on the wall. Welcome to Microsoft. Put every goddamn button you'll never use in, you know, reach, in arm's reach. Motherfucker.
Somebody tell me that the voice is still messing up. True?
You're not even fucking talking.
Hello?
Yeah, when you it's okay right now. Don't the audience is morons. Don't worry about them. I know when you suck, and it's mostly, and yeah, it is kind of still fucking up.
There's got to be something you're in, Mary.
It's not. It's a different kind of quality. Now we just have bad cell phone quality. It's not gurgling anymore.
Okay. Well,
thank you. Yeah, see, there we glitched again just now. That's great. That's great to know. It's great. I'm really glad we're having this conversation with your 1-bit audio and 1 kilohertz samples rate. That's what I meant. How's your 1 kilohertz doing? Great kilohertz. Do you think we can notch, you know, bring it up a notch to 2 kilohertz? Can you afford that on your AT&T princess phone? Yeah, oh, that's great. Okay, Giga Tigga, if it's Madge, what should Madge do to fix it? Genius with a key, yeah? Sure, he has no suggestion, it's just it's Madge.
I got a lovely picture.
Of what?
I think you'll like it. If this lady today, Natalie was out shopping with the girls, and she got this lovely little picture today.
Which girls?
Gonna post. She was out looking for a chiffon, and found this little lovely little lady broke down.
Whose vagina hurts?
She found this little lovely little lady. I sent you the picture.
Okay.
Did you get him?
What holder are you sending it in?
In the single holder.
The Skype? Oh, there.
Yeah.
Imager? Let's see what we got here. Who is that, your friend?
Yeah, that's her.
Pretty girl.
She was broke down, apparently.
Are you making a campfire? I'm watching a dog brush his owner's teeth. This is fascinating, Grom. Really enjoying it. Really enjoying that static cling. Yeah, that's great. Really enjoying the static, and it's a great grum. I hope we get lots of donations for it. Let me call Skype testing service and see if that sounds like shit, too.
Okay.
At least I can talk to them.
Yeah, that's true.
What's her name again? Call test? Can't find it.
I think so.
Skype? Skype call test. I know she's British.
Skype test call.
Is there no British? Skype test call. Oh, there she is. Oh, good, she's online. I thought she'd be talking to somebody. Okay, let's Skype test call. It's not letting me call her like as a groupie. Let's see. Call me to test your sound. Hold on.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After
fine.
The beep, please...
Oops. Fuck me. I hung up on both of them. Shit.
Hello, welcome to Skype test. After the beep, please record the message. After the message, we'll get back to you.
That's not good. You suck, Skype call testing service. Sounds like shit to me. Oh. So that sounded good, so I guess it is my fault. I gotta quit Skype and shut the fuck up. You have your nerve, bitch. Let's try going back into Skype. Maybe I got a bit. Oh, wait a second. I'm on that fucking VPN. Maybe that's why. Oops. Probably gonna lose the video for a second since I did that. Okay, hello, honey. Wait, I don't want to call that one. I want to call regular flavor Deborah. Let's see this. Let's hide that.
Hello?
Deborah?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, you know what? I think it might have been my fault.
Oh.
It might have been because I had my VPN on?
Probably, but a bad VPN connection.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me go back on this lounge.
What?
I was going to kill myself because I thought it was my phone.
Deborah, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Well, I think since Gigger Tigger figured this out, he should be driving better than a Kia, don't you?
I think since he figured this out,
you should give us a donation.
We should give a donation.
Jinx, buy me a Coke.
Yeah. Punch buggy. Beep, beep.
So I got a second Sonos, and it makes it makes the whole thing make sense. Without it, it doesn't. With it, it does.
So you decided to keep it?
Sort of. I have another, I have until May 11th to decide.
Oh.
I do like it. I just wish it was, I wish it had like something to press.
A grill.
I don't care. But so,
It's nice. And, you know, the good thing is when you expand your family and you get your kids and stuff, you can put one in their room and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I don't have any kids. I wasn't planning to either.
I thought you were going to start a family, Madge.
With what? What? With whose vagina?
With that lady.
What lady?
You know, that lady with the brown hair.
I don't know who you're talking about.
The little lady that, you know, lives downstairs.
The black lady.
The black lady. Mm-hmm. You know, the lovely one that hasn't had any work done and always smells really good.
You've just described half the building, honey.
Well, you're not one of them. Go ahead. We were talking about the app, and I agree with that. Yeah, I think they need to add fucking, like, you know, an array of microphones, maybe, so she can hear you, and, you know, needs to have good microphones like the Amazon Echo.
Yeah. You're talking about the Apple, or are you talking about the...
Yeah, the Apple and the Siri. One of the reasons she's so bad is because the fucking mic is so horrible.
Really?
Yeah, that's half time the reason she can't hear you. It's because of that. Oh. You got to be really close to say the Hey Mary... You know.
I didn't know that.
We need better microphones, and they need to make her smarter.
Yeah, the thing is, like, would you really get in a car run by Siri?
Not if that sounds like if you say, hey, Mary, take me to the mall, and she takes you, you know, to a stall.
Right, a bathroom stall, and then you, next thing you know, you have AIDS.
Yeah, you have AIDS, and you were raped and left outside to die. Yeah,
take me to the Shoney's. I see you have been raped, Madge. Now would you like to go to the Shoney's for dessert?
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, no, bitch.
So get it fixed. It's not like they don't have the money to do any of this shit.
Deborah, will you watch me whip?
Yeah, and nay-nay.
Maybe.
We got 20 people in the chat room. That's pretty amazing.
Well, that should be at least $100 then, shouldn't
it? Yeah, so donation people, come on.
So I want to bitch about driving, because, you know, I drive for like 80 miles a day now.
Yeah.
People are so goddamn dumb. First problem. Okay, if you're like in line and it's rush hour, and you're the first one like in the line of people waiting to turn at a stoplight, You better fucking not be on your goddamn phone. When that light turns green, you better floor it. Because if you take a millisecond, I'm going to cuss your shit out. Like,
really, it's going to piss you off.
Like, what kind of conceited, like, self-absorbed asshole do you have to be that you're, like, sitting on the phone knowing there's 100 cars behind you trying to get to work on time to their gray cubicle that sucks ass? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? And why? So, and the worst of all, like Rob Bickle does, who the fuck drives slow in the left lane? How do you not know that? Like, there'll be so many times when, like, the road is pretty free, and you come up to these three people, and they're, like, next to each other in all three lanes.
Well, sounds about wrong.
And you just want to, like, stab the person, but you can't. What do you do when that happens, Deborah?
That's when I take out the frozen chicken I keep in the car and throw it at the windshield. Mm-hmm. I told you before, you keep a frozen chicken in the car, check it.
Chickens are useful.
Yeah, especially when they're frozen. Sometimes you have them under the bed.
You know, I may have heard that once or 10 times. Yeah. I'm not sure, but
chickens under the bed. Chickens under the bed. Chickens under the bed.
Now, Deborah, you asked me, as did some other people, Madge, didn't you delete all your albums of Prince? I did, but unfortunately, I can't remember why. I think he said something about gay marriage or something.
Yeah, well, the thing is this.
Yeah.
I understand, you know, he was amazing and you know, and I'm very talented and wrote a lot of things that I didn't realize.
Mm.
But I feel like he used the gay community in the 80s, like a lot of celebrities did, but he turned his back on us later in life because he went around, you know, saying the comment about gay marriage and that, you know, he went to some Hollywood ball or something and then there was men there just looking at him, not much of the ladies, and just, ugh. He made a lot of different, you know, gestures that really just turned little Debbie around.
I forgot about that. But I do think he was brilliant. And
brilliant wasn't the word. Very talented. So
now that he's dead, I'm able to disconnect his politics from his music.
And at the end of the day, I don't care, but, you know.
He was just such a part of my whole growing up experience. Like, when I was a DJ in high school, everybody played either Prince. Delirious or Automatic when they had to take a shit from 1999, because they were the longest songs. Because at the time, you didn't have that many long songs like that, long-form songs. They didn't have, David Guetta and shit.
Well, if you think about it, really, all we got left is shows in the music industry.
Whose really, vagina?
The women are the strong ones.
What?
Because,
What are you talking about?
Because the men all die early because of drugs and different related issues. Most of the time, it's the women that are strong.
Like,
you know, you got Cher,
like
Madonna.
Amy Winehouse, Janis Joplin.
Well, I'm saying, though, I'm talking about, like, people that were really top of their games that never went there.
Sure.
You know, Michael stopped in the 90s, 2000. Prince stopped, you know. One by one, David Bowie really famed and keep going. No, Cher's did. Madonna's did.
What the fuck are you going on about?
I'm just saying, it just shows, I think, the women are stronger, man.
At the School for Girls? So we're going to have some background music for shitting. Music always makes me shit. I need a break here.
Women can be very strong. Raspberry
Beret. I'm trying to sync the duty with this song.
Chickens under the bed. Chickens. Chickens under the bed.
Chickens under the bed.
Chickens under the bed.
Oh.
Chickens under the bed.
Pickle.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Wonder why he was so religious. I wonder what happened to him.
Move!
I don't know, but I saw him and Sheila E. in the Purple Rain tour, and I was so stoned I couldn't even get up. I had good seats too. That happened to me so many times.
Better, so was hey.
I'm sure. I'm shitting.
But you know what, though? How many kids today really knew who Prince was? I mean, not really.
Well, and they need to know. I mean, they need to know because he's an important, very important part of
that's the thing is
musical history.
You have to stay relevant. And these people don't. I mean, I'm sorry, but he really didn't. Neither did David, you know.
Well, he's been
Michael
producing.
Michael did for the wrong reasons.
He has created a ton of music that he hasn't released. That's the thing about Prince.
Oh, girl, I didn't even think about that. Oh, yeah. Lord, here we go.
He's got his holes. He's been collecting stuff. Like, he's always been at war with the music industry. That's why nothing, you can stream nothing. Because he's had all these wars, so he's been creating a lot of stuff and just not doing anything with it. He's like he's like the kind of artist that he's so severe.
Okay, hold on, Miss Edna.
Do you think they're going to get access to his stuff?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. I was just thinking about that today. Whoever the slut is that he gave all this his rights to, she's going to destroy it. It's going to be on a fucking Wheaties commercial in a month. It's going to be fucking pathetic.
It's going to be like a... You know, like an overdose pill.
Yeah, see, the problem with people that are egotistical, and he obviously was, is that they're very, very easily swayed by flattery. So I'm sure whichever, you know, hot woman gave him, like, you know, the whole business, she got the rights to everything, and she's going to fucking snort it. It's going to be a mess. Anyway, that's my prediction.
She said, no, Davis.
You're an idiot.
They're already in his house showing pictures. Oh my God.
Yeah, I heard that. And I guess he was alone when he died, right? In that huge house.
In the elevator.
Well, you know, Wanda Wisdom did it. Did you know that she killed him?
Did you know that? I thought Wanda busted in at him over the head with a high heel.
Wanda Wisdom killed him because he wouldn't come on the show with Wanda Wisdom and that larger gal who he took co-host, Colleen. Larger gal.
I'm sorry, I forgot about Elton. Elton's still around. I'm sorry, yeah. Everybody.
Yeah.
We don't want to, you know, make her upset.
He's school for girls.
What else can I complain about, Deborah?
I think we need to call Amy.
Okay.
And ask her about Prince.
All right.
You got her number?
Nope. Give it to me.
But now,
wait, what's this video about? But wait, you send me a video that looks interesting about road rage.
Yeah.
Can we watch that first? I got rid of that.
We can. We'll lay a little few ground rules. We're not going to tell her the name of the show yet until she's on the radio show.
What? Oh, okay.
You know, just in case. Because a lot of people have friended her from the Grum, and I don't want her, you know.
You're talking about over at the school.
I don't want nobody to feel like they're being, you know, made fun of because we're going to be nice to them.
Okay.
No.
Just, you can make fun of her as long as she's
in on the joke.
Like you say, you know, you're fat and horrible looking.
No. I like her, though, and she just got more subs, so, you know, help the new people.
Well, what is this noise you're making? Jesus. What? What is wrong? Did you just give head?
My boyfriend's behind me. I have a dentist appointment.
How
to avoid road rage. Hello, and welcome to Videojug. The media has made sure that we've all heard of road rage. However, serious incidents of it are very rare. But what would you do if you came across an aggressive driver? Videojug and the Susie Lamplow Trust have got together to bring you this guide to avoiding angry drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Step 1. Check yourself. While someone's response to your actions may be out of order, it's important to make sure you're not behaving in a way that's guaranteed to annoy your fellow drivers.
Mm.
Before you get in the car, take a moment to de-stress. Do some stretching and breathing exercises. Try to leave your problems in the car park.
They say they can't hear the grum.
Be respectful. Once you're in the car, try to remember that you're not the most important person on the road. Don't allow yourself to get away with things that would annoy you if someone else did them to you.
This woman's a
bitch. What may feel like a cheeky little maneuver can come across as a piece of selfish, disrespectful driving.
Thank you.
Step 3. Cutting people up.
What?
Being cut up is one of the most infuriating things that can happen on the road.
I bet so.
And you should always take care to avoid it. Use your indicators to show your intentions before making a move, and make sure you have plenty of room. If you do accidentally cut someone up, apologize immediately.
Cut someone.
The best recognized way of doing this is to hold one hand up at about head height, like so. Step 4. Steer clear. If you see someone driving aggressively, just try and stay out of their way.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what their state of mind is.
Thank you.
Or what stresses and strains they're dealing with.
So please, get the fuck
do
out of my way.
Do not hold your ground. This will only infuriate them.
Mm-hmm.
A driver who's visibly stressed or aggressive is more likely to snap and become confrontational. Mm. Step 5. Gestures. Mm. Almost nothing makes another driver angrier than an obscene gesture. Keep your hands on the wheel.
Or a cock.
Avoid making any gestures that might anger another driver. Even harmless expressions of irritation, like shaking your head, can be misunderstood.
This is like a sex video without sex.
Don't engage. An angry driver can't start a fight unless you're willing to join in. You can protect yourself against aggressive drivers by refusing to become angry at them. Eye contact can make a bit of poor driving into a personal affront. So don't look at aggressive drivers. Just ignore them. Do not, under any circumstances, pull over and try and sort things out man to man.
Step
7. Get help. If you think another driver is following you, get help. Do not get out of your car, and definitely don't drive home.
Home.
Instead, drive to a place where there are people around, such as a police station or a busy local pub.
Or the Royal Inn of
Stop,
the Park, where we are.
Drive into the mall.
To get someone's attention.
Yeah.
Ever done that before?
Once stopped, you can call 999 safely. This will usually discourage an aggressor.
I let go of the
wheel. If the aggressor gets out of his car and challenges you, then lock all the car doors, wind up the windows, and stay in the car.
Like I've been
Wait
driving
until
on
help
again.
Arrives. Done.
Well, that was a really good movie.
Oh, I killed him. So
you're supposed to cut people up?
Yeah, apparently.
I don't understand that.
How to avoid road rage.
I've seen the first hour of Boss with Melissa McCarthy. It is so good.
What is it, a movie?
Yes, it's so good. It's like
It got terrible reviews, but it looked
hilarious. Oh, no, girl. I only got to see the first hour because people started, somebody hopped in the theater and was talking loud, and so I got them banned from the theater, but then I got passes to leave.
What?
Yeah, they came in there, and they just started talking the whole time. Just walked in, and this is after an hour into the movie, and started talking and having a good old time, so I went and got the manager and had them banned with the officer for coming in there illegally. And said I'd come back and watch it. But, oh, my God, it was so good. I only seen the first hour, but I could not stop laughing. I was crying the whole time. It was just like The Spy. The whole time I was laughing.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, well, Tammy wasn't as funny as The Spy.
I want to know...
I want to know what love is.
These people that were making the noise, were they... Can you please stereotype them, categorize them?
They were a white girl and a white boy.
Mm. Trashy or what? Drunk?
No. Just probably on a date, just trying to have a good time. He was trying to talk her panties out, probably. Trying to show her, I can show you the world. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Talking through the movie. Oop, now you're banned.
Okay, can I have Fanny's number?
Hey.
Fanny Arbuckle, I don't mean... you wanted to call that nice lady.
Oh, Reagan's listening to this.
Give me the dolphins. Give me the number for SeaWorld. Give me the number for SeaWorld.
You're going to be nice now.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't upset Noah.
Can I have the goddamn... Oh, there it is.
I sent you that number.
All right. You don't have to yell. I do have to yell, and I don't need to show, because that Eggman ain't going to come, and I know.
Calm down. But yeah, you need to go see the boss.
Who's boss?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Is this Amy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but honey, it's me. I called you back a little bit. We couldn't do the grum the other night.
Oh, yeah?
So, are you fine being on the grum?
Today I'm kind of busy. I can tomorrow.
What you doing right now?
Cleaning.
Oh, girl, that can wait a second. Can't you just get on the grum for a little bit?
Miss Tracy, guess what? Miss Tracy, guess what?
So, what you up to?
Nothing right now.
Okay. Well, we're going to go live on the gram.
Okay.
Okay. Play a little music, man.
Movies with the girl. Movies with the girl. Movies with the girl. Movies with the girl.
Movies. All right, everybody. We're here with Amy. And you can find her on YouTube. But what is the YouTube name, Amy?
I just type in Amy Slayton, S-L-A-T-O-N, and it pops me up. I think it's Twilight Queen or Kitten, one of the two.
Okay. Well, we're here. And we're going to be talking to her. So, I guess we'll just talk about some current topics. About how you feel about certain things. How do you feel about Prince passing away, honey?
It's kind of before my time, but I feel sad about it, you know. All deaths are sad to me.
Okay. Well, yeah. You, I mean, he had some good music and stuff on here and everything. Yeah. And, about some Sea World and stuff like that. I didn't think he had that Sea World thing. So,
Purple Rain, I think.
Purple Rain. All right. Well, so, what would you like to talk about?
Anything you would like to talk about.
Heather wants to know how old you are.
I'm 28.
All right, Heather, she's 28. I guess would you mind doing an ask from the audience?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay. Have you ever seen a music video called Walls Fall Out?
No.
You should watch that. You got access to watch it right now? I'd love to get your live feedback about that music video.
The Walls Fall Out?
Yeah. Can you click on the Google now?
Oh, I'm on YouTube.
Oh, and tell these listeners they need to donate, honey.
Donate to what?
To the grum.
Oh, yeah, donate to the grum.
Thank you, honey. All right, Salty Sally says, ask her where she went to college. Did you go to college, honey?
No.
All right.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Now, you can give live commentary as you watch him.
My God.
Oh. That is crazy.
Oh, my God. Oh, oh my God.
Honey.
I say Nate or Nathan, whichever one I use to say things. I say BPH, the black person only that transport things.
Doctor.
I say doctor, doctor, whether it's PU or 30, same word.
Abortion.
That don't look normal.
That ain't normal.
No. Like, why would you be a skinny? I know anorexia is like a thing, but there's something called too
You ain't into that yet?
I mean, she don't look healthy. She looks like a skeleton.
Well, she's 24.
And she was a little...
too thin.
Yeah, she was a little bit more bigger. She looked normal. Like...
well, a lot of people on YouTube do a reaction video to this video. That's probably something you should do.
Yeah.
It's got over 1 million views. And you're allowed, if you want to, you can. We won't do a copyright notice to you. You should show it to your sister and film her to get her reaction. Yeah. When's the last time you seen her?
I think last weekend.
Is she still staying at the house? Your mom?
Yeah, she's still at my mom's.
Can you hear the dolphins?
Yes, ma'am.
Making sure the audio works. Oh my lord. That's a bad one. Okay, so let's see. You don't smoke anymore, Heather wants to know.
No, I quit March 15th.
So she asked, she really did quit. Okay, we'll go back to answering questions from the chat room. Let's see. What made you start YouTube?
Really, it was just... my sister was like, "Harry, we should make a YouTube video." I think we were watching Graveyard Girl at the time. Mm-hmm. And she was like, "We should do this." And I said, "Okay." And that's how it all started.
Okay. Well, that's pretty
now
cool.
Now I do it just to, like...
give your opinion?
Yeah, give my opinion and, like... I like hearing from people.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the haters? Do you feel like your audience... do you feel like you have a lot of, like, hateful people? Or do you... why do you think... do you think some people don't understand? They're just watching you because of... I can say... are they just watching you because of, like, because y'all are crazy sometimes? You know how y'all act? Or do you think, you know... the makeup.
I mean, I think they're watching us because they ain't happy with themselves, and they're going to try to make them feel better by being mean to us.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't like that. That's one thing I don't like. Like, I mean, I watch y'all because y'all are funny and stuff like that and different, but not because, you know, feel like they am.
And I think that we're funnier together than we are separate. Like, I'm the more serious sister.
Yeah, I watched the other night when I was trying to go to sleep. I watched the video you did when you did the makeup on each other when you were blindfolded, and I thought that was pretty good. And I liked how she's like, "Get your dirty hands off me." Put face out on her face. So I did like that. Well, I think I want y'all because it's something different. You know, not everybody has, you know, knows people that, you know, like, you know, just different situations. You know what I mean? Shows different people.
And then, like, if I watch my videos, I'm like, "Ooh, why did I do that?"
Mm-hmm. Well, it happens.
I hate, like, hearing my voice or something. It's
weird. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, somebody asked, now this is a comedy show, honey, so don't take this serious, but someone wants to know, are you a squirter?
Like what?
They asked, "Are you a squirter, honey?"
Oh, no.
No, she's not a squirter. All right, let's see. What are your views on the paranormal? This is from Fetus McMuffin. What are your views on the paranormal?
I mean, I believe in it. I believe there's something around us all the time.
Okay.
Are you
religious?
I believe in God, but I don't go to church.
Okay, that's okay.
I pray and stuff, but my views are different than other people's, I guess.
Do you know who Sylvia Brown is?
Yeah, I love Sylvia.
You're not Shane Withers anymore.
No, I didn't know that.
Move! Oh my God, are you serious? She's like a running gag on the gram. If you notice in that music video you just said, she makes a cameo.
I figure that if it's in the summertime in about 4 days, I should start smelling really bad.
Do you hear her?
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather have an Apple or a Samsung? An Apple Watch or a Samsung Watch?
I guess an Apple.
Okay.
But I'm used to the more Android.
Android.
Apple would be something different, so.
Favorite food?
Chinese.
Have you ever been offered to do porn?
No.
No. That was from Eggs in the Puss. We have really weird names of people, okay, honey?
Oh, that's fine.
Let's see.
I don't think anything surprises me anymore.
A lot of people feel, okay, and I'm going to tell you this too. With you being on the ground, they feel like they feel bad that I'm interviewing you.
Oh, no, it's fine.
It's fine that I'm interviewing you. I'm not trying to be mean now, honey, you know.
Oh, no.
Okay, so if anything's ever over the line, just let me know because I don't want to make you feel bad or, you know, like you're not in on the joke or something.
She said no, baby.
Because obviously you got talent, honey. You got fucking 7,000 damn subscribers.
They said honk if you love Jesus. So I honked and the guy gave me the finger.
Got 13,000 and something now.
What?
Yeah.
It went up?
Yep.
Oh, well, congratulations.
I think the power of makeup really helped a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The makeup videos do a lot. I've been doing gaming videos, honey. The other night when I called you and I was doing the gram, I was doing a gaming video.
Oh, yeah. I remember you saying something about that.
Okay. Egg in the Puss wants to know, have you got any dick for being famous?
Not for being famous, but for being myself, I guess.
Okay. Amy's art, Color by Numbers, always cracks me up. She likes your thing.
Oh, thank you.
Fetus McMuffin wants to know, what type of boys or girls does she like?
I like boys, and I really don't have a type, to be honest with you. I don't look at color or anything.
Mm-hmm. Do you like big guys, chubby men, or would you prefer a man that was, you know, more in shape?
I like pretty boys, I'm going to say. Like Robert Patterson, pretty boys.
Okay, yeah. It's a little queer looking.
Yeah.
It's okay. We kill the gays around here. I'm joking. We don't kill the gays. Corn for dinner. Does she like Mike and Molly?
I
remember you told me you loved Melissa McCarthy, so.
Yeah. And the dude that played Mike, he's pretty funny, too. I like Paul Blart and something. But I never really watch TV like that.
Okay.
The only thing I pretty much watch is Pretty Little Liars and...
I didn't get into that yet, but I need to. It's a good one.
Yeah, I loved it. But I watch it on Netflix. I don't really watch it on TV.
What do you prefer, penis cut or uncut?
It really don't matter. I mean, I've only had one uncut, so that's a hard question.
Okay. Take a time for a second. Remind our listeners to be, since she is very nice for doing this. Make sure you're making a donation. Looks like we're going to be doing a call to Phil. I'll explain to you in a second, Amy. You still there, honey?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Honey, you don't got to call me ma'am. Just call me Debbie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm used to it. It's polite.
Phil. Phil. Phil, you there? I don't think he's there. Let's call him. We call this man Phil. He's some old man we call on the ground sometimes.
Yeah.
And he's got a crush, but he talks so filthy, honey. He's a filthy old man.
Yeah, he was sick. I'm used to old men. Like, I worked in a nursing home. I know. Weird stuff.
Oh, you can tell it. What happened, girl? Tell me.
Just this old man would pinch my butt and...
What?
And stuff like that. And he had one leg. I don't even remember his name anymore. But
was he a Jew? He
was old army man.
So, and it wasn't Jewish then. They don't fight for our country.
I just
he pinched you in the butt back then. Was that when you were younger?
I was about 18, 19.
Were you still, like, doing, like, the BBW stuff?
Yeah, I'm at.
I didn't want to be mean, honey.
It's cool. Everybody.
Well, I'm just... No, well, I know that's what you said in the video, so I didn't know. I knew that was your little thing you were into. There's all different types of community, honey. There's, you know, there's bears and trannies and...
Yeah.
How do you feel about that trannies in the bathroom?
I mean, trannies don't really bother me just as long as they don't hit on me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hello, girls. Caitlin, have they ever hit on you before?
A lesbian has, but I don't know if any transsexual has.
Well, I mean,
to, like,
some of them are really spotting. Good looking, though.
Yeah, I'm used to spotting transsexuals.
Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean spotting?
Like, there used to be this place called Job Corps, and it had everybody from, like, Africa and just all around the world in this little bitty place. And you used to go there, and you can see who was gay, who was not gay, who was trans, and you can spot them real easily.
Okay. Like,
you learn how to spot which is which.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's everybody's just a different level, if you think about it. Different tone scale, you know. Well, hey, to each their own, I say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't bother me if they don't bother me. You know what I'm saying?
A finger's a finger. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. We're going to go back. Do you mind going back to ask you some questions?
Yeah.
Salty Sally says, ask if she likes Jeffree Star Cosmetics, and would she please do a makeup tutorial with his products?
That's a little out of my price range right now.
Oh,
but yeah, I love Jeffree Star.
It's very gender bender.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Facts of Life girl?
Tootie.
Mm.
Oh, with the little skeins. Tootie Rudy.
Yeah. She was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Well, she's not crazy like the other one, the religious one.
Who, Natalie?
Yeah, no, not Natalie. That's the lesbian in real life. The Christian one, Blair.
Oh, okay.
Mark wants to know, will you do more cooking videos?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get my brother in some of them because he's more of the cook in the family than I am. I'm pretty much the baker, and he's the chef.
Salty wants to know ask her what her dream job would be.
If I had good eyesight, it would be like hair and makeup artist.
When you said that last time I talked to you, you told me you were legally blind. Like,
yeah.
You, I didn't know that. I mean, you know, I didn't know from, like, the video, because I thought you... So, like, can you see pretty good or no, even with glasses? Like, why don't you have glasses?
I do, but they're mostly for safety, so I won't get anything in my eye. I was born with toxoplasmosis and hopsoplasmosis,
okay,
which is scars in my eyes. And then the left one, I was born with a scar in the center, so all I see is a black dot. And then the right one, I see out the center, but I can't see out the peripheral, which is the side of the eye. And that's got, the right one is like deteriorating.
Oh,
so the scar is like growing.
Have you looked into, is there any kind of surgery?
I would have to get like new eyes and stuff. So there ain't nothing they can do.
Well, for right now.
With it, so
well, with the stem cells and stuff now, it's, you know, don't let it get you down, honey. Technology and stuff changes all the time.
Right. I hope so.
It will. Give it time. Things change.
I did a video on this before, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll move on to something a little more up, Benny. Well, just to let you know, I'm putting you in a better mood. I never knew. So, hey.
It's fine. A lot of people are not aware of it because I had it so good. But I've been hiding it for 28 years, so.
Yeah, well, that means you're good. Bob Diva wants to know, does she like white guys' farts?
Not really. I don't like farts.
This is a play. There's another YouTuber we've talked to before, and he was on Tosh 2.0. Do you watch that show?
Sometimes.
Well, it's he's campaigning for white guy farts, and he likes the smell of creamy chicken farts.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you like Snickers?
Yeah.
Do you like Patton Oswalt?
Oswalt, is that the Disney thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like Disney.
Do you smoke weed?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you did it with that man in the hotel. You didn't do it, but he did it. And you said he hit you or left bruises on you. Yeah, I seen that the other night too, girl.
Yeah,
and you
were like stuck. He was holding me down on the bed.
Okay, girl, don't put yourself in those positions.
Right.
Don't ever do that.
I thought he was a good guy.
I know, but who the hell? Oh, let me ask you this. Debbie's going to give you a little. Okay, Debbie's going to get serious with you because I wanted to know this. So where did you meet this man? On the Tinder?
I think it was MeetMe.
Okay, well, listen. Debbie be using, you know, the Jacked and the Hornet. Okay, because Debbie likes the chocolate. Listen, honey. First things first, you meet him in a public place. They look all right. They look clean. Then you can do the hotel. But if you do the hotel, make sure it's like a hotel that's close to home, but not too close. Don't ever bring him back to your home. Don't ever suck him in the car. Don't ever jack him in public, okay? Because that's instant, you know, sex offender jail sentence time, okay? When you meet him at the hotel, now if you're doing a blindfold thing, ass in the air, and you know, and you want a little thing that way, then, you know, I guess you just gotta go balls out. But if you meet him in the hotel and stuff, get the information, take a picture of the ID. You gotta get serious with this stuff. Tell your people you're going. Make sure Find Your Friends is on your iPhone. If you got an Android, Find My Android's turned on. Stuff like that. Girl.
Oh, shit. Like, we did meet at McDonald's.
Okay, first off, never meet somebody at no McDonald's.
I know.
Especially where you live, honey. I remember living in a town like you lived in.
It was the closest place I could think of. Plus, my brother was at work.
And then I fell out, honey, when you were lying.
My big brother was there.
I fell out when you said he got mad because you fell asleep. Then you woke up and put a little love on him. Girl, I was laughing so hard when you said you put a little loving on him. That was so good. So, but yeah, for real though, if you meet these people, you know, just check them out. Especially some men, I'm just going to be honest with you being BBW, you know, some of these men have fetishes, girl.
Yeah.
And they're going to just not treat you like a human. They're just going to use you for your, you know, for that.
All right. Which it's is hard fine. To find a guy that don't want sex.
But if that's what you want, ain't nothing. And if that's what you want, obviously you met him in a hotel. You were looking for that. And that's okay, too, girl. Get yours. Nothing wrong with getting yours. But be safe about it. And wrap it up, okay?
Oh, we did.
Are you on birth control?
No.
Well, just be safe, honey.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I am. I got plenty of those.
Okay, Bear Whisper wants to know, what's your favorite aquatic animal?
A beta fish.
Okay.
That's what my fish is. He's a beta. His name's Vinny.
Does Amy like Hamilton? Edith wants to know.
I don't know who Hamilton is.
Hamilton's a musical going on right now on Broadway.
Oh, no, I don't know about musicals. I like musicals, don't get me wrong. I like Hairspray and stuff like that.
Oh, which one, the old one or the new one?
The new one.
Can you hear the fart and the poopy sounds?
Yeah.
Why, when we call people and we play those, people never, like, talk about them, even though they hear them? They never call them.
I thought you were in the bathroom. Orphan, son of a whore
and a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a... Listen to this for a second. ...the Caribbean by providence, impoverished and squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar. The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter. By 14, they placed him in charge of a trading charter.
And every day while slaves were being slaughtered and carted away across the waves, he struggled and kept his guard up. Inside, he was longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter.
Then a hurricane came and devastation rained on men.
Such clever writing.
Oh, yes.
Those rhymes are just unbelievable how they got to them.
They are. Amy?
It makes me feel much less guilty about being white.
This is Midge.
Hi.
Hey, Midge.
I'm Madge. I'm a lesbian.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I got food allergies. Do you have any?
No.
Well, then you're not a lesbian. Because all lesbians have food allergies.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Uh-huh. It's true.
Oh, let's see. Okay, we're going to go... Let's see. We already answered what her favorite food is, didn't we?
Chinese.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. I remember that. Does she have... Okay, Daniel wants to know, do you own any sex toys?
Not at my brother's, but I do at my mom's.
Ooh, okay. What kind? What kind of sex toys?
It's just a little... dildo that vibrates.
Do you like Ed Hardy?
Clip play. Yeah.
He makes dildos?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's got a skull on it and it's black. It's beautiful.
Ooh. We're going to have to get a picture of that one day.
I had a lesbian friend and she had a black girlfriend. And when she said, when she was horny, she asked her girlfriend, the black, she said, come on and lay that pipe. And the pipe was the nickname for this big black dilder.
Well, I just call mine Eddie.
Eddie, like Eddie Van Halen?
No, Ed Hardy.
Why do you call him Hardy? Because of his panties?
That's the brand, it's Ed Hardy.
Oh, right.
So I just call him Eddie.
Mm-hmm. You know, my friend Reagan Fox is a homosexual. And he was on Big Brother. Did you ever see that show?
No. Well, I've seen it before in the past, but...
Did you see the one where this big Nelly queen got beat up by a big girl with fake red hair? That was him. He got beat up by a girl in front of 9 million people.
I was asking her if we could ask her. Like, too late now, man.
Well, what the fuck?
Why? And you're wrong.
I don't really watch much TV. So.
It was a very butch man.
Yeah, he was very butch. And he's very happy. He hashtags happy things every day for 100 days. Yeah. You ever think of that?
Listen, you've seen her before because, listen, she was like all over the news when she did it and called her out, put her in her place. You don't remember that, Amy?
No. Like I said, I don't watch too much TV.
Listen, so they were outside, and then finally she snapped on her and called her out, and they were out there on the fake grass.
He rode a hot dog on the first day.
Wow.
Yeah, they made him ride a hot dog.
People were so cruel to homosexuals.
Yeah, I know.
Well, right. Especially when we call them homosexuals.
Did I say that wrong?
Just say the gays.
All right, gays. I don't want to offend nobody.
Oh, honey, believe me. Don't you worry about offending nobody.
Reagan is being nasty. Now he says, now Madge is going to attack me. Don't go back to SeaWorld.
Do you know what who Howard Stern is?
Yeah.
Okay, this show is basically that, honey, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you say what you want to say. You know what I mean?
Huge Clint.
Yeah.
Deborah, did you tell Amy about your huge Clint?
No. That would be Cheryl.
Oh, I thought you had a huge clip.
Oh, man. She watched the Waltz Fallout video. She's going to do a reaction video with her sister. She's going to film it.
Oh, my God. That would be so great. Oh, I would love that. You're going to do a reaction video to Waltz Fallout with your sister?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I get with her again. Like, she don't live in this town.
I thought you lived. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Downtown.
I had to move because me and my stepdad getting into a fight, and I moved out.
I remember you saying he hit you, and I mean, I hope you don't mind we say this live on the ground, but you did say it on your YouTube, so.
Yeah, he did hit me.
What a motherfucker.
But everything's fine now. I just don't want to move back in with him.
Oh, I understand that one, honey.
Do you get along with your mother? He lives with your mother, I assume?
Yeah.
Is she okay?
She's fine. She just had knee surgery again. And this will make the third time.
But she's not a drinker. She's not a drinker, is she?
No, she's diabetic, though.
Uh-huh.
And she, it's put her through heck. So like, I used to have to get her out of bed, change her clothes for her, you know, all that stuff. Because she just couldn't. Her leg was in so much pain, and she got an infection the first two times. So then they put this one in, and it's like an $80,000 knee. And hopefully it will. She seems to be fine right now, but.
You know, I'd rather have a Tesla than a knee for $80,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, at least you didn't say like Heather and lose her legs to a Nazi train.
Or fetal alcohol syndrome.
Yeah, true.
The worst thing about her is she's diabetic.
Well, that's good. Does she get along with him?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, all serious, though, if he's like that, then it's best that you did get away.
Yeah.
But what happened to you getting your own apartment from you making the money off the YouTube?
Girl, I don't make that much.
Well, you make that and you get your state money.
Yeah. I make $100 to $200 every two months on YouTube. But now that I got all these subscribers, I've probably been making more.
William, we've been trying to get your subscriber count up. We've been promoting you a lot. That's probably one reason you're getting a lot of subscribers.
Somebody asked me the other day if I bought my subscribers.
No.
Like, no.
When we have a large audience, it's featured, you know, a lot. And so we've been trying to help you, girl.
Our friend Dr. Nosegarden.
I appreciate it.
Our friend Dr. Nosegarden loves your groan. He loves it. And he's a doctor. We turned him on to you a few weeks ago.
Need to marry a doctor, shit.
I don't know if he wants to marry you, but he loves the grum. I think he is married. Isn't Dr. Nosegarden married?
I think so. He's married to somebody.
Ooh, he makes some cash, though. He's on TV.
So do you have a Starbucks near you, honey?
No.
Oh.
What I didn't even know. I had no Starbucks. Like, the only thing I had close to a Starbucks would be a McCafe.
Oh, honey, Jesus.
Right.
Is what? That all y'all got in that town? What don't say that? Your town, but I'm just saying. Is what? That all y'all got is just the McDonald's?
Oh, no, that's not coffee, honey.
We got a little burger joint called Just a Burger, and then we got Front Porch, which is some type of restaurant. I've never been there.
I'm imagining and, like a Keurig machine on your like the corner of your downtown, like chained to a stop sign. Do you have Keurig?
And we have like Dairy Queen.
Well, that's okay. Do you have a Keurig match stand?
No.
You know what that is?
No.
You know Keurig.
Those, you know the little coffee pods you put in and push the thing.
They have them at dentist offices a lot. It looks really good, but it isn't. It sucks.
Oh, no. Yeah. We only have those at, like, hospitals and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you even like coffee, honey?
Yeah, good question.
Sometimes. I had to be in the mood to drink it.
Like in the mood?
Do you drink?
Yeah, like cold or something.
Do you drink?
Like it was really, really cold outside.
Do you drink alcohol?
Sometimes. I had some moonshine the other day.
Oh, my God.
What is that, Everclear?
No, homemade moonshine.
Oh, is that what that means?
Did your brother make it?
You made it in the bathtub?
I don't know. We didn't make it. His friend did.
Dang.
And the day of the hotel thing, I had some smearing off.
Oh, yeah, you had like 8 of those and you were feeling good, you said.
My vagina.
I only had 4. He had like 12.
Oh, yeah, he had the case. Was he white or black?
White. But I do black guys. I ain't racist.
Do you have a certain dick minimum size?
He was little.
Like, what's little? What do you consider little?
Like, big as my pinky little.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Was he a big girl, honey?
Was this a female-to-male transsexual?
No.
You sure?
He was straight-up dude.
Dang. A pinky?
And I've had one about 11 inches.
Woofed.
So,
are you serious? Who was lying?
Was he black?
No, he was white.
No,
I don't know his name, to be honest.
Wait a minute now. That's like finding white gold.
How do you go from a pinky to a foot long?
I was a little whore a couple months ago.
Well, it happens. But what did you tell them?
It's just because I got out of my mom's and I was ready to get buck wild. And now I'm just like, I'm over it.
But the guy with the 11-inch, was he before the pinky or after the pinky?
Before. I don't even remember his name, to be honest with you.
So when you saw this pinky, weren't you like, what am I going to do with that thing? I had a big 11-inch before.
I know. I was like, I was thinking that, but I didn't want to say it to make him feel bad.
So you fucked him?
Yeah.
What'd it feel like?
He was a virgin, too.
Oh, for God's
sake. Oh, I remember you saying he was a virgin.
What did you do with him? Did you feel anything?
Yeah, but he couldn't get hard.
Oh, my God.
His fingers was better than him.
But do you think maybe his dick was small because it wasn't hard? Maybe he grows to about 5-6 inches.
No, he ain't a shower. Oh, he ain't a grower. He's a shower.
He didn't have a pill?
No.
Or a rubber band?
Or a blow-up?
Is that
blow-up
before?
Dang, that's messy. I don't know what I would do if I seen a dick that small. It'd make me angry.
I'm like, do you have a magnifier?
Right.
And then he got mad at you.
You should say, you're lucky. Be lucky that you're not a black woman, because a black woman will go off. She'll be like, now what the hell are you going to do with that shit? What am I supposed to do with that?
Look at it.
Yeah.
Just look at it.
I got time for that.
Huge Clit said what body type she prefers and why.
Well, she said she likes cute guys. Skinny guys. Yeah. There's an ectomorph. I think she'd like...
Fill me up. What's your YouTube channel? Say your YouTube channel, honey.
Mm-hmm. It's like Twilight Queen or Twilight Kitten, one of the two.
Okay.
But I usually do Amy Slayton and it pops right up, so...
Do you have a big Clit?
Yeah, do you have a, was your clit bigger than that the guy you fucked? Like Obama
size. Obama size.
Normal.
Is that normal?
I think
normal?
I think he got a big dick, don't you, Amy? Do you think Obama got a big dick?
I
I ain't got a big dick.
I don't know. Probably not.
Really?
No, I don't know.
But what do you think about Obama?
But how are you going to get in Michelle's bigger ass without a big dick? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess I think he's got a regular one. It's Twilight Queen, by the way, my YouTube channel.
Twilight Queen. Because of the movie.
Why you eat so much Subway? Does she like cold cut combo? LOL.
I don't eat Subway a lot.
I think they were thinking before you were posting about your subs. I don't think they understood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about Jared? Are you into Jared?
Have you ever taken it? Have you ever had anal sex?
Good question.
Yeah, but that shit hurts.
Literally.
Against him.
It's against God.
It's it only.
Did you get bloody? Bloody duty?
When you were on my grum, everybody loved it when you said, darling, I love my fans. Can you say that again?
Darling, I love my fans.
You're perfect, honey. Love it.
That's good.
Let's see. What? Mustard wants to know, what's your favorite kind of Subway cookies?
White chocolate macadamia nut.
Them's pretty
That's
good.
That's my favorite.
Them's pretty good. Pepperidge Farm?
Do I?
Pepperidge Farm? The brand?
I never tried those.
Pepperidge Farm. Very good cookies.
What is your spirit animal?
Yeah.
Huh. That's a good one.
Duck?
A white tiger?
My spirit animal is cum.
Oh, that was an animal.
Well, they're little tiny animals.
That move around really fast.
Well, I guess it's singular, so my spirit animal is a cum, right? Is that right?
Lynn wants to know, do you swallow?
Good question.
No.
Why not?
What?
You Jewish?
No, I just think it tastes salty, so...
Yeah.
Put it on a saltine.
But it's good protein.
Giga wants to know what your favorite condom brand is.
Trojan.
You like the biggins.
Huge Clit, we're not asking her that.
What does Huge Clit want to know? That's rude.
Personal detail.
Oh. What about Entenmann's? Do you like Entenmann's? Do you get Entenmann's cakes there in the store? The brand?
Entenmann's.
They're like bakery boxes, but they have like black script writing. It says Entenmann's, and they have like cakes that old ladies love to give out, like strudels with cheese. They have black and white cookies. They have this delicious chocolate fudge cake with icing. Oh, it's so good. And they have donuts, and you can freeze them.
Mm-hmm. We don't have that here, then.
Dang.
We don't have shit in Kentucky.
Dang, I couldn't live without my Entenmann's.
That's why we buy shit online, because we don't have nothing here in Kentucky.
Mm. Where in Kentucky is it? Are you near Lexington?
No, that's about 6 hours or 3 hours, somewhere in there. Oh, I think three.
So you're on the south side of...
I'm on the Midwest.
I drive through there a lot when I go to, when I drive from Florida to Chicago, but I don't usually stop in Kentucky. So.
What's your favorite makeup brand?
Yeah, good question.
Pussy. Well, I say Too Faced, but I only have one product of it. I use a lot of e.l.f.
Okay, it's a good brand. Cheap and good brand.
Yeah.
Do
Most
you like
my family bought?
Do you know who Jerry? I'm sorry. Do you know who Jerry Blankey is? Strangers with Candy.
No.
Oh, wait, I have a clip somewhere.
It came on Comedy Central. Strangers with Candy.
Looking at me. I just love that clip. Wait. Everyone's looking at me.
You've seen it before.
I probably have.
Jerry Blank is funny.
Cell Network.
What cellular network do you use?
Mediacom, I think.
Never heard of it.
It's part of where I'm from.
Kentucky.
Where do you go to get your shoes?
Shoe Carnival.
Either Walmart or Old Navy.
Oh, y'all have an Old Navy?
I live, but not in my town. It's like an hour away.
I didn't know the Old Navy sold shoes. Did you know that, Deborah?
I've seen like sandals and stuff in there before.
I got a pair of $1 flip flops. You know, I'm a lesbian, so I'm required to wear Birkenstocks, and they have them at J. Crew. I bought a pair of Birkenstocks from the J. Crew store.
My mom loves those. We call them Jesus' shoes.
So she's a her mother's a lesbian. I didn't know that.
My mom's just weird, I guess.
Does she have food allergies?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, Daniel wants to know if you like Captain Dean's.
I've only been there once, it was okay. We have a Long John Silver's is kind of like Captain D's.
Yeah, it is. I think Long John Silver's is better, but they're both so greasy, I feel like I'm going to get a heart attack right then.
Pope your panty.
Like before I can eat. I shit three times today, Deborah, did I tell you?
No, didn't you?
I forgot.
Do you prefer tampons or pants?
Pads.
Why?
Why?
I guess because my flow is too heavy.
You're too tight?
Yeah, I'm tight. Mm. I've heard that a lot.
Excuse me?
Why, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I know, right?
Catholic priest.
One of my guys, my BFWs, came over, and he was like, you are tight. And I said, yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm. And he goes, why are you apologizing for that? I don't know.
You know, at the sex shop, they sell this stuff called Titan Hair Cream. And I got it from my friend Cheryl because she's loose. But I don't think it worked. She never told me. She didn't say, oh, Madge, it worked. So I assume it didn't work.
Huh.
I wish I could call her.
Now, I wish she would have been on this gram.
Yeah.
Do you like bears?
Grr.
Like men or animals?
Hairy men's.
Yeah, I like men with beards.
What about fat hairy men, though? She doesn't mean just beards. She means like...
burly man.
Yeah.
No, because it reminds me too much of my dad and my brother. If that makes any sense.
Did they do anything nasty? Or you just don't like them? To look, you just don't want to have sex with people that look like your father or brother.
Yeah.
Mustard Labs wants to know, ask her when she goes to a gas station, does she prefer to see the Indian or the white trash woman clerk?
Both, I guess. It don't matter to
me. That's a really good question, though. I think that
person, I know, right? That's kind of hard to answer.
Yeah. But it's very perceptive.
I'm part Indian, so I guess the Indian. But they're not talking about that kind of idiot. They're talking about the dot. Yeah.
No, they're talking about,
The feather.
The dot, not the feather. Call center, not Indian reservation.
Sir Pat Winsell says donations.
Yes, we need donations.
Amy, tell these girls to donate.
Hey, y'all need to donate.
Amy, what's your favorite gadget? Besides your dildo.
Gadget?
Yeah.
Besides
my iPad, I guess.
iPad? What kind of iPad you got?
An iPad Air.
Oh, that's nice.
It's the older model. It's like iPad Air 1.
That's the same one I got.
I have an older than that because I have the regular iPad, the third generation.
I bought mine.
My sister had my old one and hers don't even have a camera on it.
Oh, you had the two or the one?
Must be the first one.
Yeah, the first one. Is it in good condition?
Yeah, I got it at a pawn shop for $200.
Did you hit her over the head with it?
It works perfectly. I mean, I'm having trouble staying charged, but I'm always on it. So.
That battery probably needs to be done out, honey.
Probably. I need a new iPad. I need new lighting and everything.
Get you an iPad Pro.
Nude lighting? What's nude lighting?
I want either an iPad Pro or a MacBook Pro.
Get it on credit, honey.
My credit shot.
Yeah, but there's a big difference.
Like 500 and some credit.
Let's figure out which you should get, because there's a big difference between an iPad Pro and a MacBook. So what? Let's do a spreadsheet, Deborah?
Yeah, we'll pull up a
pros and cons. So what do you like about the MacBook?
Well, the MacBook I heard is good for like editing YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah, have you edited before?
I mean, I edit my videos, but not like...
What do you edit
them like Kane Dawson and stuff do.
No, fuck him.
Basically, I just put a title and an ending on mine.
MS but I'm saying, DOS? What do you use?
An MS-DOS?
Oh, it's called Perfect Video.
It's an app for the iPad?
Yeah.
Okay. So you want something simple, okay.
So the video editing, that's a big plus for the laptop. What else?
And you would probably get way more subscribers if you had better editing.
So
yeah,
you do
better lighting.
Better lighting.
That's what I'm working on too.
Are you sure you want better lighting?
Like, some people in my videos tell me I need to speak up and I need to turn a light on. So
Some of the people watch your videos because they kind of like the
I don't
think of it. It might hurt you, actually, if you try to, then they're going to be like, oh, you damn whore. How dare you get all professional on us, and you're not the same anymore.
I have to say that.
Money's went to her head.
And I have quite an experience working in video production. I would have to say that you should not touch. Your video and your audio quality are perfect. You don't need to do anything because it's authentic. And people go... They want to see authentic. They don't want to see some produced shit. But I do think you should get a laptop, though, because there you can really add some value to the whole girdle. Because you can really do a lot by editing, like what Deborah was saying. But I don't think you should add any lighting.
And you're going to have more power, and it's going to be faster if you get the laptop.
Oh, you'll love
it. And you can get the laptop through your, buy it through the school.
Get your listeners or your subscribers to buy it for you.
Yeah, just do like, remember that lady we talked about, Amy, Simple Sarah?
Lesbian Fauntleroy.
You remember she just lied and said the iMac broke and told them to donate a laptop to her and they bought her one.
She was lying?
I think so.
Did they buy her one?
I think
so. See, I'm the kind of person that I don't like asking for money.
Oh, you got to get out of that
shit. Something serious.
We do it all the time.
You're not asking for... Let me explain this to you, because you have to get over this. I did. You're not asking for money for free. You're asking for a return on what you did. You made a nice product, and you're getting something in return for that.
They're getting something out of it.
Otherwise, you're basically giving your work away for free. So I wouldn't look at it as... I would just say, it's not like you're giving head on your knees. This is like we're making a nice video and I should get something in return. And I think you should get a nice laptop in return.
Do a, not a Kickstarter, but what's that other one called? A GoFundMe for a laptop, honey. Make a video. Tell them are you listening?
Yeah,
I'm listening. Okay, now I'm being serious. Make a video where you're doing a GoFundMe. Make the page. I can even help you make it if you want me to help you. I'll get Natalie's really good at writing stuff. Chicken's I'll get Natalie to do it for you. And then we'll write you a big thing of why you need the laptop to improve, video. This will help you, with your Etsy stuff and your art. And it'll be easier because you can make the font and stuff bigger if it's harder for you to see on the laptop than on the iPad.
See, I have a GoFundMe right now, but it's for like a new place to live.
Oh, fuck that. You need a better laptop, then you'll be able to move or buy a house, honey.
Yeah, you got to be incremental,
I don't want to live with my brother forever.
Well, you will, but you got to start. Like me, I started out with a MacBook Air. Now I got a MacBook Pro. Yeah, now listeners didn't buy it, but, look where I am now.
We have this friend, and he's sort of like you. Well, I say he, but it's a she. Schrock Bella Martenstein. But she lived in Tennessee, and, she didn't think she'd ever get out. She finally got out of Tennessee, and now she lived happily ever after with her boyfriend.
You got a good job.
Yellow.
Her boyfriend, vacation car.
Her boyfriend, Yeller Effie.
That's why I'm hoping I get this job with the Golden Circle.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait a minute now, honey. Thought we talked about that.
No.
About that. You remember I called you about the Golden Circle fruit, honey?
Yeah. So that was a joke or whatever?
No, but I told you about it.
I don't remember what you said, though.
About the Golden Circle fruit, how it's a horrible place and all that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, listen, you're going to get the laptop, honey.
Yeah. And I film on my iPad, too, so I was going to look up a new camera, maybe a vlog camera.
Now, that's a good idea. A what kind of camera? Vong? What did you say? Fong?
Vlog.
A vlog.
Oh, don't do that, honey.
You need a camera that has...
I mean, a lot of people have been wanting me to vlog, so...
Hmm. But you kind of
already
do.
I don't really do nothing anyway.
Honey, you got 7,000 subscribers. That's 7,000 people that could give you $1 a month.
Yeah.
You don't need no job, honey.
Right.
Especially the bots. Bots love to give away money. Right?
Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
Golden
Pep
Circle
it up, fruit. Honey. Pep it up. You mind if I fart?
Yeah, you can. Oh, I did a while ago, but you didn't hear it.
Okay, well, listen. Okay, well, Lord. You need a computer, right?
Yeah.
What kind of computer do you have now?
I don't have a computer. I just have my iPad.
Okay. Well, yeah. We're going to get the GoFundMe. I'll get Natalie to help work on that.
Natalie,
and then we'll do
from
that. I think that's a good idea.
You're going to get Natalie from the school to do it?
Mm-hmm. She might get her writer something really nice.
You know, have Garrett help, too.
Yeah, Garrett's going to help, too.
I think
I think that'll be working out really good.
I think she should get a camera, too, though, a good camera with a zoom, because that's something you can't do a good zoom on the phone cameras.
Well, I mean, what about like the laptop camera? You don't think it's good enough?
If you put Vaseline on it.
Heather said, no, I don't think you want to do that, do you?
People in the chat room are talking about disgusting things. Juicy pussy, golden streaming. Sir Pat himself. It says she has a fetish and could make some cash. You have a fetish, Amy?
I don't have any fetishes.
Oh.
Well, I do, but
what are they?
It's kind of weird.
Smothering? What?
Like sex in a graveyard.
What? That's kind of hot.
Sex with two men.
Yeah, wait. The graveyard, we can do something with the graveyard.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, my God. Yes, you need to fucking graveyards. Do like that green camera. What do you call that green camera with the dark, you know, the nighttime?
Oh, the filter.
Oh, yeah, and you fucking some guy in like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and shit. And then you put that shit on the internet. Oh, my God, that's all the way to the top. All the way to the top. Big stuff. Big money.
Like my boobs are already on the computer.
Oh, I see that. Some guy uploaded you.
Yeah, I can't stand that.
Who uploaded
you? Oh, honey,
you?
It's more subscribers. Fuck it.
Who uploaded your breasts?
Any kind
like
of thing.
Like my sister pulled down my shirt.
Well, you grabbed her tit, though, that time you were doing the makeup, remember?
Oh, yeah. Just fucking real. Me and my sister do weird shit like that all the time.
Suck each other's tits or something?
Yeah. Just to play around. We know we're not really... Well, she's bisexual, but...
What about Salty
I'm
Sally?
Strictly...
I think Salty Sally would love to get down with the two of you. Girls.
Who's that?
Salty Sally is the slut who's in our chat room right now making all kinds of lewd suggestions.
Saying yes.
Yeah, yes.
I can't see the chat room. So.
What if you did a threesome on Sylvia Brown's grave?
Oh, that would be so cool.
No, she'd probably haunt my ass.
Yeah, but it'd be worth it. She'd put you on Montel. You want to be haunted by her because she'd be like, go on Montel for me, honey. I need to do some reading.
You're in the water.
Yeah. And you know, she said that we would have a black president.
Yeah, she did.
In 2008.
She sure did.
And we did. Mm-hmm.
It's not like it took him 4 years to run, you know.
But he's really only half blacks, so she's half right.
Well, he still counts.
Okay. I guess so. I guess, yeah. Do you have a gun?
My brother does.
Really?
How do you feel about guns?
See, I'm from the liberal northern world. I'm scared of guns. Don't they scare you?
I'm not scared of them, but I'll be safe. I feel safe with the deer, but I don't know how to shoot it or anything.
But do you think there's really a risk of somebody coming and trying to rob you?
There's a possibility. If you look at my hometown, McDonald's got robbed the other day.
Oh.
Oh, my. Oh, we got a new listener for me doing the Gaming Grum, apparently.
Yeah, the Gaming Grum. We got a lot of downloads.
How you spell it?
Huh?
How you spell drama?
Grandma? Drama?
Grandma.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I think she's...
How you spell your talk show or whatever?
Mange.
Checking under the bed. Yeast Radio. Yeast.
Yeast Radio?
Like vaginal yeast. Mm-hmm. We're one of the oldest podcasts ever, since 2004.
Used to be on Sirius XM Radio.
We used to be on satellite, but we sucked too much, as you can tell.
No, that ain't the reason.
Insane Films.
Insane Films is another site of mine, but I don't update it. I haven't updated it lately. But Yeast Radio is the one that's up to date. But so you should probably, it's probably just listen to the news, the newest ones, because the old ones are so...
horrible.
Well, there. If you,
I want to listen to this one.
Oh, okay. Well,
it'll we'll send it to you when we post it.
Yeah, it'll be up.
And you can talk about this. If you do a Grum blog, you can talk about it. But, you know, as long as you link now, honey.
Oh, you know I will.
I won't need to edit anything out, so it should be pretty fast.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. When your vagina itches, Amy, do you use a hairbrush or a wet towel to itch it?
A wet towel.
Yeah, how did you know about Insane Films?
She Googled it. Right?
It's
on YouTube. That's why I asked.
Oh, because that's The Walls Fall Out. Yeah. Well, the YouTube...
Yeah, is that one of Sylvia Brown?
Yeah, the YouTube channel is a lot newer because originally it was Insane Films has actually been there since like 99. And I used to post videos on there, but I'm too lazy. And now I just do it on YouTube. So, yeah. But this
is that y'all, though?
That's us.
This podcast isn't on YouTube, though. It's just on iTunes and stuff because it's audio.
Oh,
You looking at what are you looking at right now?
I was looking at some dude with a neti pot in his nose.
Where's that one at?
I think that's.
It says Rob live from Switzerland.
Huh?
Davos, Switzerland.
Where the hell is that one?
That's the one where somebody was being. Talking on the phone with Robert Scoville from Davos. But it wasn't really.
It's right under that Walls Fall Out video.
See, if you want to see the podcast, the real podcast is yeastradio.com or just search for it in iTunes because we're not on YouTube. It's just audio.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what a podcast is?
It's like a...
good enough.
Kind of like a radio show, but...
not enough donations.
On the actual radio.
Poor than... Yeah.
Kind of like a radio show, except it doesn't have to be interesting because no one's necessarily listening.
Oh, it's kind of like Shane Dawson.
Fuck that bench.
Yeah.
He does podcast a lot, so...
Oh. Copier. Yeah. Original.
Says you're off the air.
Well, there's a story behind... Well, no. No. Because you're on the old one, honey.
You stream.
Yeah. We're not on that one anymore. She got banned.
I got banned for playing porn on Ustream. Can you believe that?
Go to... you search Google for Church of Deborah Ustream. Yeah, no dead air, Amy.
Walk like an Egyptian. You know, Cindy Lauper was on NPR talking about Prince today. It was very touching.
Oh.
She was like very crying.
Yeah, and that
hurts.
Too young.
Too young for what?
Prince.
Don't worry, you'll be old and wrinkled soon enough, like us.
I'm only 28, so.
Well,
I'm like 1,000.
We're missing a co-host, but she's not available right now.
She's old.
She's only 25.
But she's lying.
Did you find Church of Deborah on Ustream?
Yeah.
Did you see?
Yeah. I think somebody said comment, who's Deborah?
Hi. I think it's a new person, obviously.
Yeah. Well, Deborah,
mm-hmm.
I'm afraid we might have to wrap up because I have to go to work in the morning and it's almost midnight here in the East Coast.
Okay, well, that sounds about right. Well, Amy?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi.
You don't need to call her ma'am. She's a whore. Just call her yes. You're going to say yes,
whore. My mama always taught me how to be polite.
Well, that was nice of her, but she obviously never met the likes of Deborah.
True.
Dr. Nosegarden.
So, Amy, I appreciate you being on the ground like you promised.
Yeah.
Tell the girls to donate one more time.
Y'all donate to the ground.
Thanks.
And, yeah.
And Deborah.
And don't forget to get you a laptop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Look. What, I'm going to call you after the gram, so answer the phone so I can get, like your kick. Don't give it out or something, and I'll kick you. And we'll talk about, me getting Natalie to write the thing for you, maybe set the website up if you don't know how to do it. And I help you out, huh?
All I had to do is, like, edit it to that. Like, I have one now, I can just edit it.
It'll be easier, though, if you make a new one, though. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the best thing to do. Or you can take donations from Amazon and buy it from Amazon.
My Ustream just quit. Hang on. Refreshing.
Yeah, I do have an Amazon account.
Okay.
With a wish list. Because some of my fans wanted to know what's on my wish list.
The laptop?
I posted it, but I got to wait till I get a P.O. box to...
Oh, and New Joint?
...to Mississippi Fayetteville.
That one girl's kind of... Do you know that one girl that keeps sending you all that makeup?
Lesbian.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in the real life, or you met her from, you know, she's a fan.
She's a fan, but I've talked to her a lot, like through Facebook and stuff. You're talking about Misty Ray?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cool people.
Bring.
Okay. Well, we're going to go and let you go, Amy, so we can do show notes.
All right.
Thank you for being on our program. Very enjoyable time.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you back sometime.
Play with Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye.
Get saved. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that went really well, and you were very nice.
I was nice.
I thought that was very nice. I thought about asking her if she wanted to move in with me.
I tried asking about the fetal alcohol syndrome.
You didn't know how to word it properly?
All right, one more call, and then we're going to bed. And this is just because Reagan is complaining. I don't know why I give a fuck what she cares, says.
Okay, here's show notes.
Fucking bitch. Oh, show notes. Okay, let me do the Noah board first.
God, it's hard.
And Deborah, when you do me a favor, when you put the show notes, can you please still put them in the holder as well?
Oh, I keep forgetting.
Makes me want to kill you. Because you're always busy when I
need them.
Need them, yeah. You know.
Where do I have them in? The Dropbox?
Email us at answers@optionline.org.
That's the wrong one, man.
Hi, you've reached the right place.
Oh, you want to call Crazy Lady?
Did you hear on the Gaming Grum when I talked to...
I didn't hear the Gaming Grum.
I talked to... What's his name? And he's like, look, I'm in on the joke. What do you want? What kind of response do you want? Ooh. Do you want to talk dirty? Or is this when you start talking dirty?
What's his name?
The guy.
Homer?
Homer. I'll isolate and send it to you.
I didn't hear that. Mm-hmm. Deborah, I have to work another fucking week.
Another day.
I work in a gray room. And I drive an hour to get to the gray room.
Hello? Yes. This is Deborah.
Hello?
Phil.
This is Deborah. Who is this?
Phil.
What?
I'm wearing the pink chiffon, Phil.
We want to fuck. Can we sit on your cock?
Hey, my mom. Phil, oh my God, I got my mom to answer. What are you doing, baby?
What?
Baby, Cheryl told me you were in the hospital, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, are you better now?
How you been?
God, baby, so fucking wet.
We were talking to this hot chick named Amy, and she wants to slide on top of your cock.
What's
I told her you have a 13-inch cock. She's like, no way. She's pretty. You ever see a dolphin?
Nice and slippery and wet.
Yeah.
Like a little dolphin.
Well.
Yeah. I wanted you to take me to the movies, Phil. God's not dead, too. Take me to the movies, God's not dead, and fuck me.
Cheryl wants you to, Deborah wants you to wrap her up like a package of zingers.
Like what?
Zingers. Hostess treat.
I'm so wet.
Yeah.
Soaking.
You know what I had for dinner last night?
Phil, eat some oysters or something now. Come on, baby. Let's get this thing going.
I had maple syrup and kosher salt.
You on that diet, girl?
What diet?
Fia, tell her to lose the weight. Or do you like your girls a little bit round?
I know how to get dick in my vagina.
Fia?
Well?
I know.
So, Phil, why were you in the hospital?
Hey, Devin.
Whose vagina? Mm.
Oh, my God, Pringles make me so wet.
You still wear?
Oh, my pussy hurts. Oh, Deborah, will you finger your cunt for me?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to come. Jewish lentils.
Voofed.
Zingers.
Double voofed. Voofed like an Egyptian.
Look like an Egyptian.
I gave you something to think about.
Okay, give me something to sing about.
Yeah. Cock? I need a cock.
Phil, how do you feel about Phil Prince being dead?
How do you feel about cock?
Prince is dead.
I can't hear you.
I want you to fuck me in the back of my trailer to A-Team.
Sure.
Yeah. Fuck me, Mr. T. Make me
hope. I pity the fool.
Make America great again, Phil.
Deborah, stop. You're boring him.
Phil, are you going to vote for Donald?
Oh.
Phil, are there chickens under your bed? Is that why you've been sick?
Will you fuck my pussy? He doesn't care about that shit. He wants to fuck. That's all, Deborah. Okay, it's something hard.
Sure. Yeah.
Tell me you want to fuck me with chickens under my bed.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Well.
Tell me, say, I want to fuck you with chickens under your bed, Deborah.
You do?
And it goes something like this.
Chickens under the bed. Miss Tracy, guess what?
What?
Guess what?
Chickens under the bed.
Can't hear you.
Get a better phone then, bitch.
East Little School for Girls. Miss Tracy, guess what?
Yeah.
It's for Deborah Talk Sexy.
Are you going to come, though?
She said no, baby.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Fap, 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 fap. Slap, 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 slap.
Open, 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 open.
Thumpa, 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 thumpa. Ooh, it's so wet and gooey.
It's gooey like fondue. Voof. The good kind.
Voof. Ow.
Don't Voof. You try to next me, Voof. Fucking asshole. He tried to push the button like he could have ended the call.
He thought he was in the chat room.
He thought it was the chat line.
All right, I'm sorry, but we're going to go straight to show notes. I don't have time for more. I'm sorry.
Okay. Did we get donations?
I didn't even look.
We better got a donation. We better got good donations.
I wouldn't count on it. But,
you better check, girl. All
right, but I want to do these notes, show notes while I check. Chickens under the bed.
I don't understand this.
I wish chickens. Natalie would do show notes for when you're not on the show, too, like when Cheryl's last grump. Okay, here we go.
Go.
Yeast Radio 04242016, and God said, let there be fayad. And there was fayot. And God saw the fayot, that it was huge. And God divided the fayot from the anorexic. And God called the fayot, dolphin head. Obesius 1-3 apple Jesus. Cars. Syrian driving pet peeves take the front seat as tonight's grum opens with some technical difficulties from Deborah.
Not.
Sir Pat 1 cell phone live chat suggests that Deborah stops the porn downloads. Deborah shares a photo of a poor cyborg lady whose vehicle was broke down in the parking lot of a Walmart. Technical difficulties solved. Madge moves back to driving annoyances and the passing of Prince. Madge cues up a tribute and a poop as Deborah sings along. Deborah and Madge call Amy to discuss current topics including Prince's death and SeaWorld. Debbie gets Amy's commentary while watching Walls Fall Out live on the Grum. That don't look normal. Amy takes questions from live Grum chat while relaxing sounds of dolphins play in the background. Memorable quotes.
Oops.
That don't look normal. Have you ever been offered to do porn? Was he a Jew? Donations. I mean trans eyes don't really bother me as long as they don't hit on me. Know what I'm saying? All lesbians have food allergies. People are so cruel to the homosexuals. How do you go from a pinky to a foot long? My spirit animal is a whom. We call those Jesus shoes. Damn whore. How dare you get all professional on us? I was looking at some dude with a neti pot in his nose. The Amy interview continues with topics such as transsexuals and Joe-core before Deborah moves on to more live chat questions and answers. Learning of a bad meetup of Amy's, Deborah shares some serious safe dating advice. Get chores, honey. Madge joins the interview as sex toys, homosexuals, diabetes, coffee, penis size and a whole host of other topics fill out the rest of this one-of-a-kind interview. Required listening. Everything comes out in the wash tonight. Memorable live chat quotes. Heather D. That's some junk in the trunk there. That thing bounced. Mustard Lap Siri sucks more cock than your local male hairstylist. Munson as your local male hairstylist. I can agree. Linferno technical difficulties at Giggle Diggle. Grum under the bed at Giggle Diggle. When was the last time she had a yeast infection? Eggs dash and dash the dash plus. I have a rim seat at my grandauntie's summer cottage. Linferno a small D can be a good introduction. Linferno who doesn't want to fuck two guys at once. Though Unamachia Jesus, how did I just learn about yeast radio? You are all my spirit animals. Don't miss a minute of tonight's roller coaster of a grum.
Yeah.
Deborah.
What?
What would you consider a good number of donations for tonight?
Like, we probably got over 10.
Dollars?
What?
I'm asking.
Like 10 different donations.
Okay, you're wrong.
Considering there was 26 people at one time just in the live chat, and that's IRC, not including people listening.
We got 4 donations. See?
We had Amy on. Okay.
Well, listen, I gotta go.
All right. Okay.
I gotta work.
All right, I'll talk to you next, Grum.
Bye, honey.
Bye, honey. Get saved.
Squish sound. I don't even have time to play the horrible music that nobody likes to listen to anyway. So I'm just gonna say bye. I just did.